I sometimes forget that fact that he was practically almost deaf, absolutely, we could not listen to the music as we do and we can, and it was most of his lifetime, and that how much it has to influence your visions towards life and your inner power to trust to something which is beyond this life. This again is spirituality and also fighting with yourself. And I think there's this constant texture of Simon's piece, you know, the strings, and you have this brass and it's really passages of woodwinds which are very, very fast and very shimmery. I think it makes me to connect to the essence of what Beethoven felt, I think, most of his life. And then that brings, of course, to the central movement of the seventh, which is, I think, the second movement, which is funeral march, which I think when I personally look to the, like, you know, the funeral marches of the third symphony and then the seventh, I think it's a kind of a feeling that the third symphony, it's maybe it's more global, but I feel that the seventh symphony is, I find that this is a funeral march to himself. It's, if the third is more global, then I find the seventh, he's writing a funeral march from himself. That it kind of feels this lamenting, this from one side, dim, pom, 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 which is as his destiny heart beats or the bells of funeral. And then you have, as a contrary to the theme, this expressive line of the legato, this the other theme going, it's like the whole body is hurt. Every movement of what you do is hurt. And I think this is the contrast, what the second movement with this, the death, pom, 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 obviously, which is also in Simon's piece, obviously very clearly in the bass section, you can, you know, he uses, and then this shimmering as it goes as a from the other side. I think it makes the seventh symphony, in a certain sense, I can't say more tragic, as I think this, it has this, the death, and it has the last moment, which is something absolutely opposite, to fight against death, you know, it's almost like running away from death. And I think he wants to escape. I mean, the fifth symphony, arguably last moment, I think, but I think still it has a victorious feeling, where you have a feeling that it will be good. It just can't go any other way. Then he has a sixth symphony with putting the spirituality and the nature and the, as the salvation or something, as a comfort, which is again as another feeling. And then a seventh, which is he's running away from the fate, you know, and it shows the genius of Beethoven. So, and it's never ending feeling, you know, you hear it when you're a child and you have one feeling and you think, yes, I think that's the music, what he's talking about. Then you know a bit more. Then you start to think, to find new colors. And now, when I thought, well, we looked at the score from all different possible ways, you know, playing it, conducting it, listening to it, and then you think, oh, you know, that's, we know the piece. And obviously, this disastrous corona time, this pandemic, is, I think it's opening, you know, the feeling of the values and the perspective of life in a very, very different light as well. And it allows us to look to the, also the, you know, the pieces of music or in a certain, another perspective.